This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is conductor and PBS host Scott Yu. Scott talked about his program, Now Hear This, and the music of Itzhak Albeniz. Scott, 4 years of Now Hear This, it's a remarkable odyssey through the world of classical music. Tell our listeners what inspired you to undertake such a huge project.
I met the director, Harry Lynch, in 2016 at an event where I was explaining how the Brahms piano quartets could almost be seen as a document of Brahms's life. You could almost trace his maturation through those three fantastic pieces of music. I gave a talk on that, and we played a lot of examples. After that, Harry came back to me, and he said, "Hey, I'm a producer for PBS, and we should have a TV show." I was kind of stunned by that, but, you know, I didn't think much of it. About a month later, he called me and said, "Hey, this is Harry. Do you remember me? Do you remember me?" And I said, "Yes, of course I do." He said, "Let's just do these talks and let's film them, and we'll put maybe 24 of them together, and we'll film 24 right in a row. We'll rent a studio. You know, we'll sell it to PBS." As we spoke, he asked me, "What do you want to do with this series?" And I said, "I really would love for the series to be an updated version of Leonard Bernstein's televised Young People's Concert. You can't really replace the genius of Bernstein, but you can do things in a more contemporary way." And he said, "Okay, well, the things that our audiences on PBS like are mystery, culture, some kind of discovery." That's why Antiques Roadshow is so popular. And so we decided that we would model our show after Anthony Bourdain, basically, and what he did with food. We have the advantage that you can consume classical music over a television set, whereas you can only watch people eat, whereas you can't actually taste the food that they're tasting. Of course, we have the disadvantage of not having Anthony Bourdain. Nothing we can do about that.
Episode 4 of Season 4 takes us to Spain and that fascinating composer Itzhak Albeniz. Our listeners are familiar with Iberia and the Suite Española, but Cantos de España? Well, that's not so well known, Scott. Can you tell us what Albeniz has wrought in this wonderful suite of 5 pieces?
This is a really interesting backstory to this episode. We've done episodes on Haydn and Schubert and Mozart and Vivaldi. But if there ever were a composer that was perfect for Now Hear This, it would be Itzhak Albeniz. As you rightly say, Rob, his music is familiar, but not that familiar. He wrote really only for the piano. He would go to, say, Sevilla, and he would settle down there for a few days. And then he would write a piece, and he'd call it Sevilla. And then he would go, let's say, to Cadiz, and he would sit there and absorb the culture and listen to the folk music of the region and eat the food, drink the wine, and he'd write a piece, and he'd call it Cadiz. There are other pieces. There's Granada, and there's Mallorca. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. And so the way we picked the repertoire for this episode was to highlight sort of the travelogue aspect of Albeniz's output, also highlight the fact that even though Albeniz never wrote for the guitar, that he was basically writing guitar music for the piano. One of the things that your listeners will see is scenes where the pianist and the guitarist will both be playing bits of the same music. They'll be passing it back and forth, and they'll be showing how this passage right here is awkward for the piano, or this passage here works better for the guitar. I mean, it is really fascinating because the guitar was the national instrument and still is the national instrument of Spain. If you want to talk about Spanish culture, you have to talk about the guitar.
It's a magnificent instrument, and our music director at the Classical Station has his training as a classical musician with the classical guitar, so this is we have a great affinity for the instrument.
Oh, it's the best. The best.
Tell our audience just briefly how you managed to juggle all of these incredible assignments you have as conductor of the Mexico Philharmonic, doing this work for PBS, and all the other things you do. How do you manage to keep it all together?
It's not easy. I was just being interviewed a few minutes ago. The wonderful host asked me, what do I like to do my free time? And I told her, in my free time, I like to not travel. That's the most valuable thing for me, is to be at home. Because when I'm at home, I'm preparing for all the things that are coming up. I guess the secret is that you have to plan your workflow many months in advance, and you have to know, okay, the last week in April, I'm conducting Shostakovich 11th with the Mexico City Philharmonic. So I started studying that a couple of months ago. And then the week after that, I'm doing Brahms' Fourth Symphony. So I started studying that a couple of months ago. And then after that, there's a chamber music concert. And then after that, we're filming. And so I just make sure that there's plenty of runway for each project so that I'm never surprised. As you know, in this line of work, the name of the game is preparation. You have to be completely prepared. It takes a lot of time to be prepared. But if you do a little bit every day, you can get there.
Well, the interesting thing is, musicians, we both know that this advanced preparation allows our subconscious to do most of the work for us, so that we stand there hosting an on-air program and everything just flows because the mind has absorbed what has to be absorbed. Am I right on that?
Oh, I think you couldn't be more right. That is the key. When I was a kid, I saw a 60 Minutes episode where Leslie Stahl, the wonderful veteran correspondent, she was interviewing a memory expert, and they had her... it was very strange. They had her use the wrong hand to type in letters into a numeric keypad. And they had her do it at night, and then they had her do it the next morning. Apparently, she did it much faster the next morning because her brain had probably been dreaming about entering her ATM pin code with her left hand overnight. One of my tricks is, when I'm learning something difficult, I make sure to study it right before I go to bed, and then I wake up in the morning and I study it again. And usually it's gotten better overnight, and I'm sure you do the same thing.
Absolutely. Scott Yu, thanks for inspiring our listeners with this wonderful program, Now Hear This, and all that you do in the classical music community. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Rob. Thank you.
Our guest on Preview has been conductor and PBS personality Scott Yu. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.